Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. You are here. You're chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And in all ways, it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women and individuals on the show that has been successful in their business and that continues to be successful in their businesses. And it also inspires and touches me when I know someone has took my advice and started their businesses or took that extra step to do what they want to do to build a better career for themselves. And as always, I always, always tell people, if you want to be successful in your life, you must surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and your provisions. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You have to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. Remember, this is what this show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other. Last week on the show, we discussed some home-based opportunities, also gave you some basic essentials on how to advertise via social media, also talked about some back-to-school tips for the kiddos. Today, we're kind of going to be discussing some more business ideas, also have some current events regarding how to start your business, and they also are free, guys, so make sure you write this down. But before I get to that, I had my ear to the street last night on the Basketball Wives, guys, and guys, got to give you a dose of reality. So, all right, guys, put it on the table. Evelyn is not over Chad. That's just the bottom line. I just don't understand why can't she move on. But I guess, you know, when you're going through a divorce or something, you just, you know, you have that moment or whatever, so... But, I don't know, maybe she'll move on. Hopefully she will. The girls, what do you think, y'all? You think they're going to start nitpicking with each other? Because I just can't see Tammy and Shawnee having a fallout. That's kind of interesting. Again, you know, these shows are all scripted or whatever, so. Susie, I don't know, did you like the answer she got from Tasha? I think I did. Tasha was real tasteful, and you know, but like she said, that's her husband. Move past it. You got your answer. Move on. So anyway, I don't know. I gotta get used to that. The Basketball Wives. I'm not really into the Basketball Wives. Kind of watched a little bit of Hollywood Exes Sunday. The girls went on a trip. I like Martin Lawrence's ex-wife, y'all. I kind of like her. She adds a little flavor to the show. Well, all right, guys. Tonight's Tuesday. Please tune in to Tyler Perry's Have and Have Nots for the explosive season finale. Got to stay in tune with that, guys. Y'all got to stay in tune with that one. I love that show, y'all. So I'm going to start talking about that one next season. All right, guys. I'm going to switch my gears a little bit. I'm going to give you some current events that is around Houston. Score Houston. It's having a Get Started with Constant Contact. That's going to be September the 10th at 10 a.m. Also, Score Houston is having a social media made simple on September the 12th at 10 a.m. And National Business Development Association, they are having a networking breakfast. This one is September the 18th from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. If I said those relatively quick, please email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com and I'll email you those. But again, check out the Small Business Administration. They can show you how to create your business plan, choose your business structure for loans, your options for grant funding for your business. They can also show you how to hire and retain employees as well. So I want to give you some basic information on the first thing you need to be obtaining your first business. But before I get to that, I'm going to give you guys your blast from the past that you always be begging for. And when I come back, I'm going to give you your basic essentials on how to start your business, what you need, and I'm going to give you a few home-based business ideas. Stay tuned. Be right back. Enjoy your blast from the past.
All right. Blast from the past. Thank you.
All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. You are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. We had a little minor technical difficulty. I am very sorry about that. Ladies who all email me for your requests, I'm glad I got them in, but I'm sorry that you really probably couldn't hear them as well, so sorry about that. All right, guys, I'm going to give you your basic essential information on how to start your business. So actually, before you actually start your business, after you come up with your name of your business, you have to get an EIN number from the county clerk's office. And also, you have to get your federal tax ID number so you can do business, pay Uncle Sam their tax dollars. You can either go into the IRS location or you can call 1-800-829-4933 and you can fill out the SS4 form. Also, you can apply online as well, but I would actually go in so you can actually physically talk to someone so you can answer any questions that are needed. And then also, guys, with your business, you want to think about writing your mission statement. So, again, remember this is an essential tool that tie into your business plan. So you can clarify the kind of goals and objectives of your business and what kind of business you're going to actually open. So, again, guys, remember, when starting a business, ask yourself some important questions. And I always talk about this. Is this opportunity for you a part of a successful industry? Is this business in demand? So you have to think about those things. And does this business require a huge investment? So I gave out some current events earlier with SCORE Houston, also with the Small Business Administration, and they do have accessibility to help you get your businesses out there, get in a secure some type of loans or grant for your business if you qualify. So think about that as well when you're getting your business out there. Are you going to dedicate 100% to you for your business? Or are you going to let someone run it for you? Remember, this is your dream, your reality, your passion. So only you can run your business the way you want to do it. So think about those few little essential things. And I always talk about this all the time, guys. Because remember, again, this is your business. And you want to be successful in your business. And you want to make sure you're in the forefront of your business, getting it out there. You don't always want to just open it up and get someone actually started for you. Going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'm going to give you a few business ideas and wrap it up with some more current events, guys. So hold tight. Be right back. Nazzy, Dassy, and very classy. You want to look good for the weekend? You want to get your hair done? We better call Carl. Hair by Carl. He'll hook you up. Make an appointment at 832-209-4985. Tell him you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off on your next appointment. Women playing real football, real active football. Yes, that's right. Try out for the Houston Power and be a part of the Houston's best women's football team. Contact the team at www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Check it out so you can see when the tryouts are coming. They're coming soon. See you out there. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show your perfect image? Well, call Picture It Photography at 832-677-4106 or email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com and let him capture the diva in you. Anyone that has anger management problems, we contact High Hope Outreach Center.
There are new anger management facilities that have group sessions, individual sessions, and mandated court sessions. They have all different kind of classes that are available. Contact them at 832-446-6286. Again, that's High Hope Outreach Center. You're tired of being sour? Then give me some sugar. The new lip gloss line that's coming out soon. Check out our website at www.gimmesugar.com. Check the website out for more information. You want to take your business to the next level? You want to do some advertising? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information. Let your business shine. Get your information out there. Let people know who you are. Brand your business. Again, advertise with me at opentalk2@yahoo.com.
Guys, welcome back. Welcome back. You are here chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. I apologize again for our technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on today, but however, we're still moving strong. All right, guys, going to briefly go back over the current events. Just got a couple of emails that I sent them to quickly. September the 10th at 10 a.m., Score Houston is having a Get Starting with Constant Contact. That's kind of like a email contact to advertise your business. September the 12th, Score Houston is also having a social media made simple. And September the 18th, National Business Development Association is having a networking breakfast, and that's from 7:30 to 9 a.m. So those are my few current events that I have that are business related. And again, check out the Small Business Administration, again, because they can show you how to create a business plan. They can show you how to what business structure you want to lean against. If you need loans, if you need a grant, if you qualify, they can help you and lead you in the right direction. So here are a few business ideas that you can start that are under $100. And it's the wholesale agent. This requires your website. Profits are made all up front, so think about that. Consultant or a trainer. Another one is a photographer. You have a tutor, you know, someone that you could do homework assignments, or you can do language tutoring, a freelancing. Then I also have a blogger. If you created, if there's something that you want to get out there, if you're a wedding planner or a current event planner or something like that, think about being a blogger. Also, I have a vlogging on YouTube. You can vlog your information on YouTube. A senior citizen provider. Also, guys, think about that. Think outside the box. You have people that, elderly folks that need to go to the grocery store. They want to go walking in the park. They just want to get out of the house. So they need someone to kind of take them places. So think about senior citizens provider. Think about that. A bookkeeper. And if you're real crafty, you like to put things together, you're real creative, think about building gift baskets and selling them throughout the holidays and things like that. And again, it's all about doing what you love. So think about, you know, anything that you want to do, you have to kind of have a passion for that business. That's the only way you can get it out there and be really successful and profitable with your businesses. So here's some words of wisdom I kind of like to share with you guys just from past experiences. With any business, again, remain creative and have flexible thinking that you can do so you can figure out what you want to do with your life or your business or your career. And take some small steps. along with researching and have the will to experiment. All business that you open up will not actually be successful. So, again, think about researching what you want to do. And, again, you might need to experiment. You might not be good at one thing, but you might be better at another. So these are just my words of wisdom. But lastly, recognize your barriers and actually starting down the road and opening up your business. So think about that as well. It's not going to be an easy thing to do. So, all right, guys. That wraps up my segment with you guys. Hope you enjoy that. I'm sorry again for your blast in the past, ladies. I will have it together next week. I am so sorry. I'll be back September the 10th at 10 a.m. And also want to leave you guys with the Houston Power will have their tryout this Saturday, September the 7th at 8 a.m. at Law Park. Check out the website for more information in case they change it or for updates. Website is www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Come on out there and support us. Come on out there and be a part of the best team in Houston, Texas, guys. That is the Houston Power Women Football Team. And, guys, remember to follow me on Twitter. Check my updates on my website. We'll be putting some videos out there soon. Remember, guys, we'll be going Ustream and YouTube this month. So you got to support me. You got to check me out. So hope you guys have a happy week. Hump Day coming up tomorrow. Blessed weekend. And I'll see you guys back September the 10th at 10 a.m. Thank my supporters for being there for me. Have a blessed day.